How we work, where we work, the skills we need to work is changing rapidly in this digitized era. Automation, the growing adoption of artificial intelligence in the workplace and other innovations are changing the fundamental nature of work. In today's episode of Tech at Work, the show where we talk about emerging technologies and trends, we are going to be discussing future of work. What does future of work really mean, and what are the implications for individuals and enterprises? Joining me to understand this very interesting topic is Navkinder Singh, the Associate Research Director at IDC International Data Corporation. And Navkinder, thank you very much for your time and speaking to CNBCTV18.com. If you could first start off by telling us, what is future of work and why is this topic gaining so much prominence now?
So when we speak about future of work, we've seen that the workplace has evolved over the years. So we used to have in 70s, we used to have mainframe computers and large desk and fax machines. In 80s, we got PCs, smaller laptops, smaller personal computers. In 90s and 2010s, we have devices which are much smaller than that. But what will happen in 2020 now? Will we be sitting at a beach looking at the sun and still working? So collaboration is the key. How you collaborate with your employees, with your partners, with all your ecosystem players inside the organization. So that's what we thought that, from a future of work perspective, it's important to know that what are the changes which are happening in the landscape of how employees and the organizations need to look at the requirements and the evolution which they need to do internally to structure themselves and to start acquiring those skill sets so that they are going to meet the needs of the new technology and need new kind of workforce in the next 10, 20 years. And that's why this topic is right now gaining much momentum in India, across the world, and in Asia Pacific as well.
Okay, can you talk a little bit more about the forces of change behind the changing realities of work? So one of them, of course, is technology and the use of AI, artificial intelligence, big data, robotics in the workplace. We are increasingly seeing machines are displacing the humans, at least in the routine tasks. But what are the other dynamics which are playing into the future of work?
Right. I think that's a very important point. Technologies are important, sure. I mean, that's what the whole world is going to. We use technologies in our everyday life, at a workplace as well. But technology is not the end of all. The core at this shift is the people. So when I say people, so let's say about 36% of India's population, working population, will be millennials by 2021. Now. Right now, we are seeing, at the workplace, we have different kind of generations who are working. We have baby boomers, we have millennials, and 2019 will be one of the first years where the Gen Zs who were born after 2000, they'll be entering the workforce. Now, all these Gen Zs, they are digitally native. They don't know they don't know their life without the internet, without the connectivity. They don't know their life without the smartphones, without great looking devices. Now, how do you balance the expectations of Gen Zs versus millennials versus baby boomers who still want to have a face-to-face kind of meeting, 9-to-5 kind of offices? How do you balance all this? And that's what the enterprises are facing challenging these days, because all these millennials and Gen Zs, they have a very different expectations from technology. For example, people might say, why can't I have my leave approval on WhatsApp? Now, how do you answer that question? Would you like to have all those enterprise mobility apps which are available anytime, anywhere for you? One is that. And secondly, the technological evolution of the collaborative tools is actually forcing the organization to actually how to start leveraging all those digital technologies to augment the human workforce, not to replace them. So it's not a debate of human versus machines. It's a debate of human and machines. I mean, are the enterprises able to take that view that humans can be augmented by machines at the workplace? So I think that's important. These are the few forces apart from the technology, which are actually forcing all these organizations and enterprises to actually start looking at discovering new ways how to have a sustained competitive advantage which probably, you know, all those things which they have been working for the past 20, 30 years might not hold true and work for them for the next 20, 30 years.
Well, I'd like to add even longer lives into this because biotechnology is also increasing the average life of employees. So we will possibly be looking at, you know, working beyond the age of mandated 60 years that we are talking
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
That's okay, so that's the other change in demographics. We have already seen a dramatic shift in the way we work. So we've moved well beyond those 9-to-5 working hours. If you could tell us, you know, in the people that you speak to, the companies that you survey, what would work look like, say, a decade from now?
So there's something called borderless kind of working. An employee should be enabled by all the technology and the culture within the organization so that they are able to equip the employees to work from anywhere, everywhere, connected all the time. I don't need to be in office. Should I be on roll with all the organizations? So organizations are also thinking about contingent kind of workforce, contractual kind of workforce. So let's say I have a project in an organization. How do I source contingent workforce? How do I get people who have the best skills, and how do I get them, and how do I, you know, source that kind of talent? Then all these organizations, how do I retain the talent which is from the millennials and Gen Zs? They don't need to be in office. They need collaboration. They need to be connected every time, anywhere. All the projects should not, suffer because of the co-location and everything. One is that. Second is, co-location kind of the gig economy and, things like that, co-working spaces. So we are seeing about more than 40% of Indian organizations said they are already exploring ways, how can they have co-working kind of spaces which are more flexible, which are good for contingent workforce, which gives me a predictable cost model in terms of how I locate my workforce and in any kind of city anywhere in the world. So I think these are some of the things which will happen in the next, not even a decade, it will happen in the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay, so apart from having, say, co-working facilities for employees, if you could tell us the top 3 things an enterprise or a company should do to begin their journey towards being ready for the future in terms of future of work.
Sure. We actually call 3 pillars of future of work, 3 building blocks. So one is a workforce, then is a work culture, and then is a workspace.
Okay.
So when we say workspace needs to have all the enabled, where all the digital technologies are enabling and they're collaborative kind of workspace. I'm using the technologies which can actually help me, my employees increase the productivity, enhance the productivity, and get the competitive advantage from those people. The workplace doesn't need to be an office. Workplace needs to be a virtual room, maybe a virtual room where all the employees can join as and when required. Second is a work culture. So when we say culture, we say that borderless kind of working. So there is a reason that Google and Facebooks of the world, they are the most sought after employees to work for, right? Because they give you freedom. They give you freedom to work on your own projects. They give you freedom to work as and when you want, just that the work should be completed. So collaboration is the key there. And then we have the workforce. How do you retain, how do you source the new kind of talent? So let's say, more than 40% of the organization in India actually responded they are actually exploring some kind of chatbots or robots to work for them for servicing the client. So there are some insurance organizations, there are banking organizations in India where you call the call center, you don't speak to a human there, you speak to the chatbots. How do you measure the performance of, what are the KPIs of the chatbots? How do you measure their performance? So all those things need to be, all these organizations need to have, all the strategies in place under these 3 pillars to actually start the journey. And I think, India is, one of the leaders, at least in Asia Pacific, to actually start thinking about these. Implementation point of view, we are still about 2 to 3 years away. But I think Indian, all the CXOs in all the enterprises which we spoke to, I think they're quite aware and, aware of the need. And they're already starting the journey to that, yeah.
Okay, so India is actually featuring on top of the Asia-Pacific Pack and being prepared for the future of work.
Yes, some of the parameters, they're actually above China as well. We have a case in Japan where the population is aging. They have a different kind of challenges that how to find the right kind of people with digital kind of skill set. But India, being a population where technical education is very popular, and we see many engineers and everything passing out every year. I think Indian organizations, they are quite aware of this, and we're doing much better. Yeah.
Okay, you spoke about man versus machine, Navkendra. So there is clearly a widespread concern that machines will start displacing human workers. Again, in the companies that you've spoken to and surveyed, do you see jobs being created or jobs being lost? And secondly, what can an employee do to be future ready?
Sure, I think that's a good point. So I'll, from the enterprise side, I think it's a fair concern. But I think all the technologies, which are being built, as part of misunderstanding of that, people are not able to see that how can technologies augment. For example, let's say one of the largest car manufacturers in India, they've actually implemented that there'll be four robots which are augmenting one human on the shop floor. So one human was doing that kind of job in longer time. Now four robots are actually helping him. Now you might say that the job of that four robots has been taken by three people, but I don't think so. The skill set enhancement and the modular nature of all robotics can actually help the augment the productivity and enhancement of the whole skill set at the shop floor as well. Now the chatbot's point of view, why would you need so many people sitting there? Those people who would be actually taking the calls in the call center can be put to use in some better use by enhancing their skill set. So I think the organization lens of looking at replacement versus augmentation needs to be there, and I think people are realizing that. Now from an employee point of view, I think some of the things which are going to be very popular in India in the next 3 to 5 years is AR/VR. So I think AR/VR for the training, for the experience in the entertainment and the gaming
just
industry.
Sorry to interrupt, but if you could just elaborate a little more on AR/VR just for the benefit of our viewers.
Sure. So when we say AR/VR, it's about augmented reality and the virtual reality. So for example, let's say there is a corporate training. So let's say if a manufacturing plant employees have to be trained on the shop floor, one, you need cost of building that separate shop floor for training. Secondly, time and effort of actually taking the employees there. Now what companies are doing is they're building simulation modules where people have augmented reality and virtual reality headsets, where all the things are built in that and people get training on that. So all those technical kind of training, all those appliances servicing kind of training, field service kind of training, so all those things are happening. So people are doing a lot of that stuff. All those AR/VR training is being used in corporate kind of trainings and field technician kind of training. So I think from that point of view that how to build content for augmented reality and virtual reality is going to be very important. Even artificial intelligence from a chatbot point of view. So from an employee point of view, they need to see that they need to open their minds and start learning about these new technologies and skill set, so that the learning curve in the organization is much, much lesser, and the productivity and the revenue to the organization is more.
Okay. We spoke about how technology, demographics, even consumer empowerment and globalization, all these are having a profound impact on the economy as well as the labor market in particular. So there are a lot of opportunities, but if you could talk a bit about the challenges in implementing or being ready for the future.
Yeah, so a few challenges is, one, you spoke about, how do you open your mind between human and machines versus machines. So I think that kind of insecurity, is one of the challenges in many organizations. Second is the security and the privacy concerns of the data. Now, we have seen that, there have been concerns and there have been leakages of the data across far and wide. But I think there are enough security measures and the technologies which can actually help you, implement those kind of, barricades and the guardrails inside the organization. Third, and one of the most important in future of work, is the talent. How do you source right kind of talent? How do you develop that kind of talent? How you retain that kind of talent? And how do you understand that actually, how do you start measuring that kind of talent? So I think, I'll say sum it up, on the challenges part, the mindset of the organizations that we need to be ready for future of work, but it needs a very different kind of thinking. I think that's one of the barriers, and I think we have been helping many organizations in trying to bridge those, you know, kind of gaps. But I think these three are important.
Navkinder, thank you very much for your time. So yes, the workplace has been continually getting transformed for the last two centuries, right, since the Industrial Revolution. And going ahead, individuals and organizations will need to come together, integrate to, you know, be ready in the new realities of work. Thank you again. Thanks for watching Tech at Work. I, Reema Tendulkar, will be back with another episode.